So I'm going to be up here preaching to me, and y'all could just listen on if you want to, because I think I have the greater need about what I hope to share. And it started about 2 weeks ago when I believe it was Edison got up here, and he shared in Matthew chapter 15. And then that rung my bell. I hadn't read it in a long time. Kind of rung my bell. And then Brother Phil, I think the next service made mention of it, and it rung my bell again. So what I did, I decided I want to read this chapter and go over it. And that's what I did. I read several times, and then the next day God said, read it again. And I read it again, and it just became for several days. And I really don't really want to get into chapter 15 as much as I want to talk about chapter 16. Because chapter 15 just really leads us into 16, where we see what God is saying on a general level. And chapter 15, as he's talking about the end to come. And then he goes into chapter 15, and we start seeing it in something personal as he talks about the virgins. Now we're getting down where the road meets the highway, meets or tires meet the road, or whatever they say, on a personal level. What does it mean to me personally? And that's where I really want to go at and start out, is when God in chapter 16, Matthew chapter 16, what he starts talking about here is the wise and the foolish virgins. And let me make sure I have that right. I got that wrong. I'm sorry. I tell you what, God will humble you, won't you? He will humble you. Here we are in 25. I'm sorry, that's 24 and 25. That tells you how much I know about the Bible. Not much. But right here, I want to read this down so far and get us where we need to be. I trust you. I'm not a preacher. I'm not anything, but hopefully I can share with you what the Lord was sharing with me. I believe that's what the Lord wants me to do. We'll find out. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. Before I go any further, it just dawned on me. One of the things that was pricking my heart, too, in the first chapter, 24, was how they got here is something the apostles asked the Lord. They asked him, what will be the sign of your coming? They pursued the Lord. This is something they asked the Lord about. They asked the Lord. It was the first thing to hit my mom said. What will be the sign of your coming? So they participated in getting to where we're going to. Right here. They participated by asking the Lord. And I think about one thing that really hit me was Wednesday night when Brother Carl, he got up, and I'm going to tell you, brothers and sisters, right now, I did not hear a word that Brother Carl said. But there was something that flowed out of Brother Carl. I didn't need to hear what he said. The Spirit of the Lord flowed out of him. And though I still don't know a word he said, I got this through the Spirit. Urgency. Urgency. I still don't know what he said, but that's what the Lord, there was an urgency there flowing out of Brother Carl. And I thought about what the Lord had been talking about here and the end time. And what does it mean to me? The urgency. What does it mean to me? And now we're going to go on here. The five of them were wise, and five of them were foolish. And they were foolish. And they that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them, but the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they did all slumber and slept. But at midnight there was a cry made, "Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go you out to meet him." Then all these virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, "Give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out." But the wise answer said, "Not so, lest there be not enough for us and you. Go ye rather to them that sell and buy for yourself." This is what got me right here. This is the part that got me. And I began to think about what is coming forth. I tell you, in the last year or so, but even going back more and forward. Where are we at right now? What's coming forward? Where I am. I believe with all my heart that God is trying to press upon each and every one of us that the store is open. The store is open to get that oil. And it is flowing through the ministry, and it's coming out. And now is the time to get that stuff that we need. Whatever you need is flowing out of the ministry, and now is the time to get it. Now is to partake and get that. Now is the time to stretch forth the hand and draw out of Jesus Christ everything that we need. And we need to learn it now while we're still in the light. Because darkness cometh when no man can work, and gross darkness it is. Brothers and sisters, I want to ring the bells and knock the doors on the fact that you can neglect so great a salvation. As the Lord has taught us, even so recently, that there is a salvation that we have when we are born into the kingdom of God, and there is a salvation that we get every day. And we do not need to neglect that. We need to flow in that spirit, because there's a key there that's very important. It's that oil for them lamps. When they walked out of this house with them lamps into that darkness, there was some in that crowd called wise virgins that had more than they thought they needed at the time, didn't they? They had more. They had more. I wonder if them foolish virgins would have took that oil out of the house if they'd had it. And the question I ask myself is, when they were told to go to them that sell, if they had it at the house, they would have gotten got it, wouldn't they? It wasn't even there. We are the house of the Lord. We are the house of the Lord. There was nothing for them to go back to in that darkness. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of not seen. When you get in darkness, when it is light, I can see down very far away. I can see that. If the Lord is down there about 2 miles, I can see him down there. But in darkness, he could be standing right there and I won't see him. But faith is in my heart and in my mind, and it tells me God is right there, even in darkness. It gives me something I don't have. Faith that God is stretching us is very important, because God wants us to give us through these situations, conditions, and relationships something we don't have. and that we need very much, that we need to know about, is the faithfulness of Jesus Christ, faithfulness of God. He wants to give us a faithfulness, and God is going to do what he says he's going to do on these little things every day. I get to taking this word coming forth and applied in the situation that I find myself right now. That's faith. And you learn something about the Word of God in these situations that are difficult. This is very difficult for me right now. I don't like being up here. But the Lord just pressed it upon me so much that I trust the Lord. And it was an evidence of something I didn't see, but I'm hoping for. God honors faith. But I want us to think about this darkness that is coming and that's descending on. And where we are right now, I think there's still a glimmer of light. We can still see a little bit. God is still flowing through the ministry. God is still ministering to us what we need. But I think that these messages coming forth, we got to take them inside. We got to take them inside and understand God is going to put us through things. And I find it all the time in my own life when I leave here. These situations come up. And God reminds me of what he says in the word through the ministry and all this stuff. And I have a choice. I have a choice. And a lot of times the choice is, am I going to do what I want to do and lean on my own, lean onto my own understanding? Or am I going to believe God and trust God? That is the choice I got. And in learning to trust God in this darkness is where we need to be. And how does God going to say, if you move in darkness, I learned this in a dream that I had. And the Lord was recalling this dream to me and what I seen. And the one way you can run, move in darkness is sliding your feet. Get into a dark room and find out for yourself. You can slide your feet and get around. And what does it say about the feet in the armor of God? Feet shod with a what? Preparation of the gospel. What are we getting right now in this pasture of plenty where God is just bringing forth? I mean, you have to be a blind man. Are we Christians or are we not? To see what is coming forth, and it's things that I need all the time. It just blows my mind. And what is pressed on upon me, and I need it so myself, is I don't want to let it slip. It says in the scriptures, let us now therefore take a more earnest heed of that we've heard, lest at any time we should let it slip. I don't want it to slip with me or you either. I want to be a partaker in the roasted lamb and the bitter herbs, because I'm going to tell you, it is a very difficult thing without Jesus Christ to lay down on this cross, the Lord commanded me to lay down. Giving up self. Giving up time, energy, money. I mean, we are called to lay it all to the Lord. And I believe when we get down into darkness, I don't know exactly what's going on there, but what is coming forth now is going to be a matter of life and death. They were all virgins that walked out of that house. They were all in the house. And there were some that had what they needed, and there were some that didn't. What happened? What happened? Somewhere down the line, when that oil was available, guess what? They opted out. They opted out. For whatever reason, they decided, I don't need it now. You know that? They were all virgins. And when it came down to the time, they got to a point where they said, oh, my Lord, I need something. I need it. And even the brother standing beside him couldn't even give it to him. Couldn't even get it to him. The door was shut. The time of getting it was over. There was no getting what you didn't have. And they were standing in the middle of darkness. The darkness had descended. It was covered up. They was in darkness. They did not have the eyes of faith to see Jesus Christ right there. And they could not get it. If that don't scare you, I don't know what I can say will. And I'm talking to me too, because it scares me to death. That I could be in fellowship with brothers and sisters, and not through the ministry, but through y'all giving me what I need on a daily basis, and I'm opting out. And you could thought it could be unbelief, it could be unforgiveness, it could be all these things that God's bringing out that we need to let go of and let God have his way. And I am talking more to me than anybody else. Because if anybody gets in the way of me getting what the Lord has for me, it's me. And what is God trying to say? And what is all of this about? God wants to bring us into a greater understanding of the truth in Christ Jesus. If you want to give this a name, you give it that. He wants to bring us into a greater understanding of the truth in Christ Jesus. Where does that begin with? It begins with being born into the kingdom of God. You must be born again before you can see the kingdom of God. If you ain't got that, then it's highly unlikely you're going to get what you need. You don't have no vessel to put the oil in. There's no vessel to put the oil in. Well, it's just going to run right out on the ground. Salvation gives us something. It grounds us, and it roots us, and it gives us something that we can hold the gospel in a truth that will bring us into a greater understanding of the truth in Christ Jesus. You've got to have that to start with. Number one. Number two, is we got to pray, if we don't have it, that the Lord will give us a desire. God needs to change. What is God doing with his son dying on that cross? What is he doing? Why did he do that? If you look in Galatians, he said that he might deliver us from this present evil world. You know why? Because it's this evil world that's distracted me from getting what I need. It's this evil world. It's influencing my mind. It's influencing my spirit. You realize that you can get a vessel, you can come into salvation, and you can fill it up with other stuff. You can fill it up with other stuff. And then when you get in that darkness, maybe you got some oil, maybe you don't. How should we neglect so great a salvation? And I'm talking to me. I do fill it up with other stuff. I ain't going to lie about it. I need the Lord. I need the Lord to change the way I'm thinking. Because my thinking is all messed up. But the Lord has made a way through Jesus Christ and his blood. And through that blood, he gives me daily everything I need. And if I need to change a heart, if I need to change life, he's there to do it. He is there to do it. He is there to empower me and enable me to make the choices I don't want to make. Think about laying down on that cross. It's kind of easy sitting in here and saying, I want the Lord, and I want this, and I want that. That sounds good. Yeah, I like that. But it's easy to get out there in the world and forget all about it. So ask yourself this. Why am I in this situation? Why am I in these conditions? What's up? Is God using these things to knock on the door? Can I come in? You have a lack of peace. You have a lack of joy. You have a lack of rest. Can I come in? Because when we surrender to the Lord and His will, in His way, there is peace and there is joy and rest in Him, even if you're in the fire. I found that to be true. God, through them things, wants us to give us confidence. Confidence. When I think about David, when he was out there with them sheep, out there, and God gave him a slingshot. God gave him salvation. Gave him a slingshot. He had that. And he used that slingshot, I believe with all my heart, on them scorpions and snakes, them little things. God helped him practice with that thing, doing them little things. And then later on, a lion and a bear showed up. Then what did he have? What did he have? He had confidence. God had showed him confidence in them little things, preparing him for the big thing. Imagine getting in that darkness and all of a sudden you're faced with something big and you ain't learned nothing with the little stuff. And think about these messages coming forth and think of the way the Lord is talking to me through my week. Little things. That prepare us for what? Bigger things. And if getting in that black darkness later on down the road, if we live long enough, that's a pretty big thing to be. We need to be prepared for. Because when it's daylight, you can see down the road. You see Jesus Christ. He's standing down there about 2 miles. You can see him. But I tell you what, when you stand in the black darkness, it's hard to see him standing right there in front of you. It's hard to see him. But if you have faith as a grain of a mustard seed, you can have him right here, in here, and wherever you need him. He's wherever you need to be. That's what the Lord is trying to get through to me. Rick, I am preparing you through this ministry for something bigger coming down the road. Avail yourself to this word. Let me come into your life every day. And I will give you the peace and joy. I will give you the word. I will give you the faith you need for them situations. Because I find myself getting in these things every day where I'm a total failure. I'm a total failure. I know the word of God. I have a vessel. This oil is going in there. And it's landing on the ground in my life. And I'm here to fully admit it. I don't have all I need. I thank God that the lights are still on. I thank God that we have a little bit of light. God has given us some time. Imagine the people that are sitting in churches that need this, and God ain't doing nothing because he's sitting there knocking like this and nobody's letting him in. And that could be just as much a church as it can be the heart of my life. In fact, it has to get here before it can get here with me. What is happening up here affects what's happening down here. And think about this. We think about the parable that God gave us of the vine and the branches. Think about that one. We have got to be plugged into Jesus Christ, don't we? Everything we need flows out of Jesus Christ. The decisions that I make every day decide where I'm going to be in my life with Jesus Christ. Am I going to believe the Word of God, or am I going to lean on to my own understanding? That's the decision I face every day in my life. And God wants to teach me some things in my everyday life that's going to prepare me for something that is coming. I believe it out of my heart. I don't think we're getting this stuff because God made a mistake. I believe this world is headed for a darkness that is going to affect us too. It says in the first chapter, it said, lest that be shortened, even the very elect would be deceived. And the chapter before that, if he didn't shorten it. Boy, it's going to be pretty bad, ain't it? This darkness. But we can have faith in Jesus Christ, because he's going to give us everything that we need if we're standing in total black. And we can believe it now. He wants us to believe it now. Everything we need. And think of where we are. Think of the sheep. Think of sheep and a pastor. And think of who Jesus Christ is. He's the shepherd, right? Well, when the shepherd moves the sheep from one pastor to the next, we're in this pastor of plenty. Everything we need is coming forward. I mean everything. I'm here to be a witness for Jesus Christ, that his spirit, the oil, is flowing through the ministry that we have right here. I want you to know that and realize that. Because if you don't get that, you ain't going. If you don't get that, what I'm saying is useless. But I'm talking to the sheep. It says, my sheep hear my voice. They know me and they follow me, don't they? But a lot of times when the shepherd will move them sheep from one place to another, to they have winter and summer pastures. We know all this stuff. But a lot of times, whatever them sheep have in here is going to be all they're going to get till they get to the next one. Whatever that looks like. Think about that darkness. Think about that oil and that darkness. I don't want to neglect so great a salvation. I don't want to embrace God's grace and mercy and then have it all fall out on the floor. God is trying to tell me something. That I need to eat the whole thing, the good and the bad, all of it, if I want to have a rest and a peace and a joy, be his servant, not as I would, but as he would have me be in this darkness that is coming. Because, brother and sister, if this parable is true, somewhere down the line, we're going to get to a place where we're going to need something that we can't get. That's what it's saying here. Did you know that when they entered into that ark, said, and the end shall be the same as the days of Noah's down? When they entered into that ark, they entered in 7 days before the first drop of water fell. Third day of grace had ended 7 days before they had a clue. A scripture that just hit my mind is that it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. How shall we neglect so great a salvation? if you don't have the first part, if you don't have the vessel, there's nothing to put the oil in to start with. You must be born again. Nobody can see this unless they have been born into the kingdom of God. The starting point. And then there is a daily salvation where we learn to trust God and lean on Him, cast all our care upon Him, which is going to become mighty important in darkness. Because we're going to have to believe in something, I believe with all my heart, that we ain't going to be able to see, feel, most. It, based upon, you read chapter 24. You read chapter 24. Whoo! It's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. And I'd hate to know that the Lord pressed His truth on me and I neglected it. Now, we are responsible. And I'm just as much a part of this. I need this more than anybody in this room. Don't think I don't. I cannot see where you are at in your walk with God. And it's hard sometimes to see where I am. But you have to look at this with your own heart. You have to look at this with your own heart. But the heart, man, believeth unto salvation, does he not? We just heard some messages on the heart about worry and heart and everything. And are we starting to see where these messages coming from God are taking us somewhere? And let us look to give me a minute. I guess I should be more prepared. I would like for us to look at is, well, I know it by heart anyway. Micah in there. It says, I will tell the Lord. And it says, I will wait patiently for the God of my salvation. And He will hear me. And it says, rejoice not my enemies, I shall fall. It says, I shall fall, but I will arise. And the Lord shall be a light. Though I sit in darkness, the Lord shall be a light unto me. That's the Old Testament. The Lord shall be a light in this darkness to us. A light in darkness. I ask the question, do you know the Lord? Are you going to have the Lord when darkness descends upon us? Not only the Lord, but are you going to have what you need? Are you going to have faith in Jesus Christ when there's no feeling, ceiling, when the distance is height is humongous? Are you going to have this word hid in your heart that you might not sin against God? When we move from one pastor to another, are you going to fall out? Are you going to get drawn away by some pretty grass over here or some water running over here because you don't have what you need and you fall out? We all know what happened to sheep that fall out, don't we? I'm going to tell you what. They become cannon fodder. They become meat for the wolves, sharks, everything else when they fall out. Because under these boundaries and security that we have from Jesus Christ, we have what we have in Him. In these boundaries, His rod does comfort us. That means it is protecting us. This rod that disciplines me right now is the same rod that is protecting me from that out there. Thy rod shall comfort me. The one that is putting me through these things of discipline and learning is the same one that has protected me and has me covered in his wings of security and protection. The same one that is putting us in these situations, conditions, and relationship is the same one that has us in his hands, security, protection. We are in his hands of salvation, and he covers us. And we are complete in him. And we can have a peace and a joy and a rest and be workers for him in his kingdom, even in the darkest of dark. Because we always have God's word. We always have God's word. And whatever he does will be right. No matter if I understand it, realize it, or know anything else. I know this. Nothing can happen to me outside of God's will. And whatever he does do will be right. It will be right. That's that slingshot in action when the devil comes and gets me. Faith in God can move a mighty mountain, can't it? It can cause us to walk through mountains that we see that ain't even there because God threw them in the ocean. God is stretching our faith. He wants us to realize that in all these things we see so terrible because none of us wants to lay down on the cross and be crucified with Jesus Christ. He's got to do something in us. That's what he's doing. Praise God. I just put this in the hands of the Lord. This was what the Lord has been dealing with me. I want to say it like that. I feel something right now. I'm just going to flow with it. I feel the Spirit. I believe with all my heart the Lord is here. And I believe too that maybe some of us don't have that vessel that holds that oil. Maybe you don't have it. Or maybe you've been like me, just letting it fall through on the ground. That scares me. I want to be woke up if I'm asleep. If I'm asleep, I want something to ring my bell, ding my bell, get me woke up. And if I need a swift kick and you know what, oh God, please, don't let me neglect so great a salvation. I want to be a worker with him in my life that, in this deliverance from this present evil world. I don't want to get bogged down, tied down, and the bull. You could go either way, left or right. I want us all to look in our hearts and know that we have Christ within. Everyone. We have Christ within. Do you know the Lord today? Because it is today. Jesus Christ is in the now, the right now. That's where he's at. That's where that darkness of light has no effect on us, as we have a realization of the truth that Jesus is now with me here, always, now. I will never leave you nor forsake us. So it don't have nothing to do with darkness. God can still put his light in my heart and it can shine, even in darkness. That's what he wants to do. That's what he's doing. He's trying to charge my battery that I'm going to need when I get down in the darkness. I got to run on something that's on the inside. These messages are vital and important, and it's a matter of life and death. You can write it down. Matter of life and death. What you do with them. What you do with them is a matter of life and death. I'm talking to me and you. I believe I'm going to end this in prayer and pray that the Lord will continue to work in hearts that don't know Him and in the hearts of them that do know Him. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say. I don't know how to pray. I don't know nothing. But Jesus Christ lives and Jesus Christ saves. He saves. He lifts up. He gives peace, rest, and joy to our very hearts. And though we stand in darkness, You are a light unto our feet. You are the one that keeps us. You are the one that looks after us. You are the one who saved us with Your cleansing blood, Lord. And Lord, I just pray that You would continue to work in the hearts of these that do not have that vessel, Lord, that they need to hold the oil. Your salvation, Your Spirit awoken and living within, life breathing in us, just like You did in the beginning. You breathed life into us, Lord. Your oil flowed into us and we did breathe. Do it for the church here, Lord. Do it for this congregation. Breathe life into us, Lord. Breathe life. And a life that will flow out into our community and around us in our own little worlds, Lord. Give us, Lord, that we need to be Your servant each and every day. Not as we would be, but as You would have us be, Lord. Let us surrender our lives unto You, trusting You. Laying every burden at Your feet and believing that You got it and You can keep it. And that You're not going to lose not one single one of Your children, Lord. You're going to get us through to the end that we may become part of Your family. For Your purpose in doing all You do here, Lord, is You want to have a family. You want a people to communicate and talk to, Lord. You love us, You care for us, You died for us, and we praise and bless Your name on high. We pray that daily You would give us that we don't have, Lord, that You will give us, Lord, what we need to, Lord, go where we don't want to go and to do what we don't want to do and to say what we don't want to say. And we pray that You will keep us in the fight, keep us focused on the fight, and keep us faithful in the fight. For all of this flows out of Your Spirit. It's not by might nor by power, but by Your Spirit, Lord. Breathe life into the spirit of this church. And help us, Lord, to be the people in this last days that You want us to be. Be a light unto us, Lord, that will flow off. And, Lord, it will shine in the darkness. Give us that faith to see us, Lord. To see You, Lord. When we can't see You with these eyes, hear You, feel You or anything else, but to know that You are forever there with us and we can put our trust in You no matter what happens. And we pray all of this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen.